Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Two new Hall of Fame inductees, two new All Elite signings, and four members of the New Day.
They tried to force them on us.
Oh, remember that?
For Tuesday, December the 10th, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News.
The new world order of wrestling, brother. Give me what I want. I want you at WrestleMania.
Batista, if you do this, there's no turning back.
You want a war? You're going to get one.
So as we now know, the NWO and Dave Batista will be going into the WWE Hall of Fame as part of the class of 2020. ESPN and People magazine broke this news yesterday, and now it has been officially corroborated by WWE.com, who say one of the most innovative and controversial factions in sports entertainment history, the New World Order, led by Hollywood Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Sean Waltman, captivated fans around the world and was crucial in the success of WCW during the historic Monday Night War. So all four of those guys representing the NWO will be part of the Hall of Fame. The controversy around the NWO bit is that obviously Sean Waltman wasn't a founding member of the NWO, and there are some people that are saying, well, technically, Ted DiBiase should be going in instead of Sean Waltman. But as discussed by multiple people, the Hall of Fame is very much a gimmick at this point. It's not a legitimate Hall of Fame. And Sean Waltman was, whilst not an original founding member, he was the sixth member of the NWO. He was very much a bigger part of it than Ted DiBiase was. And he was a part of the WWE's version of it as well. So it kind of makes sense that Sean Waltman is amongst that lot as well. This means more multiple Hall of Fame inductees for these guys as well. It's again, people say, does it not devalue the Hall of Fame if multiple times the same people are in? It's a bit of fun. Come on now. It's just a bit of fun. NWO going to the Hall of Fame, that'll be a good induction speech. Dave Batista, a six-time world champion, and as of now, a big Hollywood star as well. Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy will be entering the WWE Hall of Fame in 2020 as well. Triple H tweeted about his mate Dave and said, I've stood next to and across from him in the ring and with pride watched him perform on the silver screen. A man who has followed his heart to realize all of his dreams and now adds another accomplishment to his long list of accolades. Congratulations to Dave Batista. So we don't know who's going to be inducting the NWO into the Hall of Fame. Maybe it will be Ted DiBiase. Who knows? Who knows? But in regards to who is going to induct Dave Batista, there's obviously a lot of strong candidates. But Batista tweeted out the following. I owe a lot to all of the names mentioned with regards to who will be inducting him into the Hall of Fame and many more. But for personal reasons, I have personally requested that Fit Finlay induct me into the WWE Hall of Fame. I'm sure that anyone who knows Fit Finlay will not question my request. Now, many top WWE stars across generations credit Finlay for his work behind the scenes to getting them to where they need to be. Finley has done so much more for so many people than people truly realise. That'd be really sweet if Finley ends up being the one that inducts Dave Bautista into the Hall of Fame. No doubt more names to come as we get ever closer to WrestleMania, but there is your main event for the Hall of Fame in 2020, the NWO and Bautista. So after the announcement of the Hall of Fame, Triple H then announced that we are getting an NXT TakeOver at WrestleMania weekend. NXT TakeOver Tampa Bay, to be exact, at Tampa's Amalie Arena on Saturday, April the 4th, 2020, the night before WrestleMania 36. Tickets are going on sale this Friday for it. So this means that the WWE's schedule for WrestleMania weekend is the Hall of Fame ceremony on the Thursday at the Amalie Arena. They'll also the following night host Friday Night SmackDown on Fox. Saturday, they will host NXT TakeOver Tampa Bay from the same arena. Sunday, WrestleMania will emanate from the Raymond James Stadium in Orlando. And then they'll be back at the Amalie for Monday Night Raw the following night as well. Busy, busy time in Florida. If you're going for WrestleMania week, have the most amazing time. Never know which WWE superstars you'll bump into at Miller's Ale House.
From Clearwater, Florida,
two new All Elite members. We welcome Big Swole and Chris Statlander to AEW, signing official contracts with All Elite Wrestling as of now. Big Swole, of course, the reigning Phoenix of Rise champion. She's part of Shine as well, one half of the tag team champs with AJ Pereira. She's done loads with AEW. She's also been a part of WWE on the Mae Young Classic as well, where we got to meet Ariel Monroe. But AEW have big plans for Big Swole. Looking forward to seeing what happens very, very soon. Chris Statlander, there is nobody who is currently performing in AEW in that women's division quite like Chris Statlander. The whole out of this world gimmick that she has, I love it, I love it, I love it, and I'm so happy that she's now a part of the company. She's picked up a win here and there, she's picked up a loss here and there. She was involved in an angle with Brandy and Awesome Kong, which certainly shows that AEW, even before officially signing her, they had grand plans for Chris Statlander. So congratulations to both Big Swole and Chris Statlander. The AEW women's division is becoming the envy of the wrestling world as well. There's some strong women's competition on both the WWE and AEW side. And I think Big Swole and Statlander will bring a lot to the AEW side of things. Liv Morgan finally making her return to the WWE very soon. We saw a sneaky preview of it on Monday Night Raw, where they started hyping the return of Liv Morgan soon. No official date as of yet. We haven't seen her since she lost to Charlotte Flair on SmackDown and promised that when she comes back, she is going to be real. A lot of people have connected Liv Morgan to Bray Wyatt and The Fiend. Like, is Liv Morgan going to be Sister Abigail? Well, it looks like that's not going to be the case at all. We're going to see something very different and hopefully very soon. Finally, we have a card for TLC as of last night on Monday Night Raw. We now know that the Women's Tag Team Championships will be on the line in a TLC match as Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair will challenge the Kabuki Warriors. We also understand that Rusev and Bobby Lashley are going to go one-on-one in a tables match as well. Both of those matches officially announced on Monday Night Raw last night. Full rundown of everything that happened on Monday Night Raw with Mr. Pacitti later on Raw Graded. And when Ross, it gives you the WTF moments from Monday Night Raw on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on as well. Dave Meltzer was talking about some original plans for TLC on Wrestling Observer Radio, talking about how the plan was that the New Day would defend the tag team titles against Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler. WWE seemed to change their minds on this. According to Dave, this is the idea a couple of days ago, was the New Day was going to defend against Roode and Ziggler. That was very up in the air, so they decided to do a four-way without Roode and Ziggler because Roode and Ziggler were occupied with Baron Corbin and Roman Reigns. So we'll see how all that shakes up. TJP did a Reddit AMA just a few hours ago, and one of the questions that was asked TJ Perkins was about the micromanagement of matches in WWE. And TJP left nothing on the table when he gave his answer. TJP said, early in the day, your producer sits down with you at a sheet of paper and insists you tell them every single move that you will do and what part of the ring you will do it in. I've asked constantly, especially as a 20-year guy from an older generation with a lot of experience at every level, why it's necessary and why do they ask to be able to feel it out there or etc. when they don't want that at all. They never have a real answer for that. They want to go out there and just work and see what the crowd wants, but that's not how they do things. TJP goes on. You get sent through the curtain and the first thing that happens is the ramp cameraman meets you at the top. He tells you to stop or go, so your entrance isn't necessarily up to you either. Once you get in the ring, the referee relays from the back how to finish your entrance and where to stand. As I do my match, at least with the producer we had for 205, which wasn't Triple H, I'm being told by the ref, they're staying. They're saying slam him and grab a headlock. They're saying get on top of him and lay in some punches. They're saying send him into the turnbuckle and send him into the crowd. And then afterwards, it's the same thing as your entrance, but just in reverse. Stay in the ring or hurry up or exit. Stop at the top of the ramp, etc. Your match just isn't your match there for many guys. Some guys, they play favorites with and will sit down more creatively and have more fun. Others, you're basically an ant collecting crumbs with another ant in a line full of ants. I read that and genuinely it made me feel quite anxious. Not that I have any grand designs on becoming a WWE wrestler anytime soon, but the sheer amount of stress that goes into organizing all that, I don't think my head could take it. But really telling stuff from TJP, and I think a lot of times we criticize the performers in the ring, the WWE superstars in the ring, for not captivating the crowd enough. And I think, well, when it's as hard and fast and as locked in as it is, it's probably quite difficult to break away from that without getting into a load of trouble. New Japan are officially on the road to taking... New Japan of America are getting things underway. They have announced a whole load of dates for next year, starting January 24th in Tampa, Florida, January 26th in Nashville, January 27th in Raleigh, January 30th back to Florida in Miami, and on the 1st of February, they'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. Some big spots for New Japan of America next year. And finally, the New Day's podcast has been quite a listen. In the most recent episode, they ran through every single name that was pitched for them as they were giving birth to the idea of the New Day. There was about 100 names, so they spent the whole podcast going through name by name by name by name. It's a really interesting listen. We go through all the names on the last Cultaholic News video as well. But one of the things that came out during this was there was meant to be a fourth member of the New Day. Take a listen.
Next name was The Prime. There was already primetime players.
Prime players.
Yeah. Well...
Oh, <Don't>.
Another yeah. one picking him up the cutting room floor.
Oh, just call him Prime. Yeah. They won't know.
Oh, speaking of, you know what I forgot? I forgot that at one point Titus was supposed to be a part of our group. Someone, they tried to force him on us.
Yes. Oh, remember that?
Yeah, with those matches.
And you had to put out pictures.
Yeah.
You pointed to not Titus.
Yes. Those were really good.
And we got love for Titus.
Poor Titus O'Neil. I bet he wants to run and hide under the ring when he hears stuff like that. Bless you, Titus. The New Day podcast, definitely worth a listen. Thank you for listening to this one, by the way. The Cultaholic YouTube channel's busy today. We have got Cultaholic's WTF Moments with Ross Tweddle and Graded for Monday Night Raw with Adam Pacitti as well. And later on the Cultaholic podcast feed, it's a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review as Matthew, Greg and myself watch old episodes of SmackDown so you don't have to. You're very welcome. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.